This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, now on a day-long visit to Gujarat, inaugurated the Samrat Samprati Museum in Koba, Gandhinagar. The museum is dedicated to Jain history and the life of Samrat Samprati, his rule and message of non-violence. This initiative is being considered an important step towards giving a new identity to India's rich cultural and spiritual heritage. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the message of this museum is vital for the world in these difficult times. The Samrat Samprati Museum is the heritage of millions of people of India. It represents the glorious past of our nation.
मुझे खुशी है कि हजारों वर्ष की भारतीय विरासत जैन धर्म का समयातीत ज्ञान हमारी धरोहरें और उनसे मिलने वाली प्रेरणाएं उन्हें आने वाली सदियों तक अमर बनाने के लिए उन्हें नए और आधुनिक रूप में अगली पीढ़ी तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमारे संतों ने इस जैन हेरिटेज म्यूजियम की संकल्पना की। आज वो संकल्पना एक भव्य रूप में साकार हो रही है। ये सम्राट संप्रति संग्रहालय जैन दर्शन भारतीय संस्कृति और हमारी प्राचीन धरोहर का एक पवित्र केंद्र बना है।
Later today, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Kane Semiconductor OSAT plant in Sanand and inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development works worth over 19,800 crore rupees in the newly created Vavtharad district. The BJP's Central Election Committee released its fourth list of 13 candidates for the West Bengal Assembly polls today. According to the list, Shyamal Hati will contest from Howrah Dakhin, Pradeep Lodha from Gorbeta, Arijit Roy from Barabuni and Girija Shankar Roy from Natabari Assembly constituency. The party also revised a name from its second list from the Moinaguri constituency. Dalim Roy will fight from this seat now. The Reserve Bank of India has postponed the implementation of its new rules on capital market exposure by 3 months. The revised deadline is now July 1, 2026 instead of April 1. The central bank said the decision comes after requests from banks, capital market intermediaries and industry bodies which sought more time and clarity on certain operational issues. The government has sanctioned and released the 15th Finance Commission tied and untied grants during financial year 2025-26 for Panchayati Raj institutions and local bodies in Telangana, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Uttarakhand and Mizoram. These grants will empower grassroots governance, enabling need-based local development in Panchayati Raj institutions. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held Foreign Office consultations with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rudenko in New Delhi yesterday. The Ministry of External Affairs said the two sides reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral ties and also shared perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. It said both sides took stock of progress on implementation of decisions taken at the 23rd Annual Summit held in New Delhi in December last year. Mr. Rudenko also met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday. A giant oil tanker off the Dubai coast has been hit in an Iranian drone strike, raising fears of wider conflict and disruption to global energy supplies. The Kuwait-flagged tanker Al Salmi, carrying up to 2 million barrels of crude oil, caught fire after the attack. Authorities in Dubai said the blaze has been brought under control and all 24 crew members are safe. The vessel's owner, Kuwait Petroleum Corporation, warned that the damage could still lead to an oil spill. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and last Jain Tirthankar Bhagwan Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious days for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in their religious life. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today conveyed greetings to countrymen on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. In IPL cricket today, Punjab Kings will take on Gujarat Titans at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.